The bright orange beaks of Gentoo penguins are a much more common sight on the peninsula these days. I always used to know them as residents of the slightly warmer islands north of the Antarctic, but they've moved south in numbers. They're thought to be 10 times more Gentoos on the peninsula now than just 30 years ago. The peninsula has warmed a great deal, but the same is not true further south. The Antarctic continent is smothered by the world's greatest ice sheet, 1.5 times the size of Australia and up to 3 miles thick. A staggering 75% of the Earth's fresh water is locked up in this ice. Global sea levels would rise by some 60 meters if all this was to melt. But what chances are there of that happening here in the coldest, most hostile place on Earth?
The ice beneath me, up here on top of the ice cap, is so thick that I am short of breath simply because of the altitude. This is midsummer, and the average temperature is some 20 degrees below freezing. I can tell you it feels much lower than that. And even the worst predictions don't suggest that the air is going to warm enough to melt the ice. But now scientists are asking a different question.
Could the speed at which the Antarctic ice flows off the land be increased by a warmer ocean?